Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Residents of Inch in County Clare say they will maintain their blockade at McGowna House amid a dispute over the housing of international protection applicants at the site. Minister of State Joe O'Brien met with a community delegation last night, where he requested the lifting of the barricade on the promise that no additional asylum seekers will be housed at McGowna in the next 4 weeks. However, a spokesperson for the group, Anne-Marie Killeen, spoke to Clare FM this morning and said the meeting hasn't changed their current position.
We didn't hear anything come back from it that would be would change our current position in the situation. The local community, we will maintain our peaceful protest. The local access policy is really to ensure the safety of everyone that's involved. Like, there's a lot of outside groups that have, you know, they have interests or ulterior motives, and we're trying to prevent them reaching the doorsteps of McGowna House. We have to have some high-level consultation. We have to speak with people who can actually make decisions.
How dedicated are you in terms of keeping up this protest and blockade? Are you willing to do it for as long as it takes?
Well, yes. If I am to be truthful, we're willing to stay there and to... Yeah, we are, absolutely.
Meanwhile, Clare Independent TD Violet Ann Wynne met with the protesters today at McGowna. She joins us now on the line, and you're very welcome, Violet, to the programme this evening. You visited the facility at McGowna House in Inch today. You spoke to the locals. What did they tell you about where they stand now?
Yeah, hi, Sarah. Thanks very much for having me on the show. Yeah, I went out there this morning and it was really just to see what the atmosphere was like. And I suppose just in light of the fact that the minister did meet a delegation yesterday evening, just to see, I suppose, what was the response and the reaction. And I suppose at this point in time, you know, the few that I did speak to there this morning had mentioned that there was possibly a community meeting to be held where they were going to have a full discussion and an open discussion around the minister, the meeting with the delegation that took place yesterday, and I suppose what's going to happen from here.
And do we know at this point when that meeting is going to be held?
No definitives were given to myself. There was only actually a handful of people there today that I had met, and I suppose you know, a lot of what they were explaining to myself is sensitive in the sense that it's part of the negotiation process maybe with the minister. But I will say this, that it came across very loud and clear that there definitely is a lot of hurt now in how they're being depicted in the media. These are lovely, decent people, you know, who have no problems at all in general, just around, I suppose, the technicalities of the suitability of this particular accommodation centre, and the fact that the Clare, the people of Clare, my people of County Clare, have in a way been affected. Been, I suppose, depicted in bad light. And I suppose I just wanted to maybe stand up for them and to say that, you know, the concerns that they had were legitimate. They have outlined them to the minister, and that has to be allowed to have or allow that process to proceed.
And yet, you know, Violet, and you're talking there about their negotiations with the minister. Communities don't get to negotiate on who lives in a community, or they shouldn't at least.
Well, I think that's probably part of the problem. You know, that has been the line from the government since, I think, last October, where they have just, I suppose, buried their head in the sands, or so it seems, in relation to, I suppose, public engagement and public consultation. And I would see both of them as part of the integration process and very, very important to, I suppose, how that situation is to proceed. And we all want that to be positive. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the people who've been affected, I suppose, most in this situation, especially in this respect, has been the residents, and I think anyone
has it been the residents, or has it been the refugees who arrived in a bus and saw the blockade, and then that's when you're talking about the residents.
Of McGowna House that are there now. I mean, they have been affected, I suppose, the most, and so has the locals, and a lot of hurt has been caused, because genuinely the concerns that have been raised have been legitimate, and it's around the location location of this accommodation centre. Mm. For anyone who has ever lived rural, it's a complete different, it takes a complete different mindset. It's a lifestyle change. It's a huge adaptation to your life.
No, and I do. I understand that. And we've been thrashing out those views all week. I know a lot of people have made the point that if locals in Inch are so concerned about how rural this place is, instead of setting up a blockade to stop people getting shelter, they could offer lifts, they could organise a bus. You know, there's positive ways to address the problem and find solutions, as opposed to saying, not here, no how.
Well, I don't think they're not for solutions. And as far as my understanding is, that's exactly what they have been doing. They have been helping and assisting those who needed lifts and all of that. I mean, I actually got a lift from somebody else to be able to meet with the locals out in McGowna House. And they had an issue with the underneath of their car that was visible. So while we took our time going up to McGowna House and speaking with whoever was up there, they actually fixed that person's car for them. So they're lovely, genuine, decent people. And I think just, I suppose, the narrative that's been put out there, it has depicted them in a wrong light, and it's unfair.
As far as we know, from what we heard just even from that interview on Clare FM this morning, the residents are saying that they're not going to lift the blockade. The offer from Minister Joe O'Brien seems to be that no new asylum seekers will be placed in McGowna House if the barricade is lifted. So if the blockade stays, then could more international applicants be moved in, do you think?
I've no idea, to be honest. And I think we need to allow time for the negotiation process or whatever came out of the back of that meeting to unfold. I think there is a need for the information to be digested and processed, and also for them to have that kind of community meeting to decide how they're going to proceed now. And like, in respect of a public consultation, I think this is absolutely necessary in order for everybody involved to, I suppose, feel levels of positivity about the changes, I suppose, that are coming. And, you know, I think when we're talking about shelter and we're talking about accommodation centres, it's the level of desperation now that is coming from the government that is causing these issues, that is causing, I suppose, the vacuum of information as well, has not helped.
And when you talk about consultation again, what do you think about the message that it sends to the rest of the country, who and everyone has been watching the situation unfolding an inch with a lot of interest, I think, that the government has now said that there won't be any more residents moved into McGowna House if the locals lift their blockade? Does that say to other local communities around the country that if you set up a blockade, then you can start negotiating with government on who or how many people move into your community? And if so, is that a positive thing?
No, I think in fairness now, when it comes to the McGowna Accommodation Centre and all of the technicalities around the difficulties that the locals are having in being able to understand the situation, I mean, the very fact that it was looked at as being used for emergency accommodation last year, and then that idea was abandoned and now it's been brought up again, I think there's a lot of these kind of technicalities that have put, I suppose, local people's backs up because they just don't understand what's going on. And just the fact that it happened pretty much within 24, 48 hours. And I think there's been a lot of damage done in how the government had gone about that. And I think they recognise that, and that's why the minister decided to, I suppose, deal with it head on and go down and meet with the delegation. And I think they understand that it was definitely necessary in this case. And just to say as well that there has been many accommodation centres across the whole of County Clare that have been set up and established, and this is historical as well. It's not just in the last year and a half, and they've been absolutely welcomed into these communities because the Clare people, as we know, you know, they're renowned for their hospitality. You know, we have a huge tourism industry there
somebody has texted to say so much for Ireland if it hasn't welcomes from these so-called decent people.
Yeah, and I think that's 100% down to the government's mishandling of the situation. It's divided our society, and I'm quite, at this point in time now, just frustrated that we are here and that these conversations are taking place because nobody has really benefited from any of these situations. And instead, what's been caused is a lot of...
Just finally, Violet Ann, would you like to see them lift the blockade at this point?
I would like to see resolution, and I would like to see us all move on.
Is that the first step in resolution?
I think the first step is exactly how they are carrying out themselves. This morning, everything was very calm and very collected, and there was only a few people there. So, I mean, I think maybe the media have a huge part to play in, I suppose, the narrative that's being put out there.
Okay, so it's the media's fault and it's the government's fault. Is there any fault for the local people?
For what? For being concerned and voicing those concerns?
Well,
no,
for setting up a blockade and not allowing people who are fleeing, we don't know what they're fleeing, but they're looking for refuge, not allowing people to seek refuge.
Well, I think, you know, it's at the government's foot, really, basically, for this situation to evolve this way.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That is Violet Ann Wynne, an independent TD from Clare. You can let us know what you think to 51551.